This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Just because some winter weather's arrived doesn't mean the ice is safe enough to venture out yet. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department's issued its annual reminder to be cautious when venturing out onto ice this winter. Although there have been a few cold days, that doesn't mean the ice is safe to walk on or drive on. A rule to remember is that the strongest ice is clear with a bluish tint, and weak ice has a milky appearance from melting and refreezing. Also, if the ice is less than 2 inches, stay off. Has to be at least 4 inches of ice needed for safe fishing and ice skating. For snowmobiles and ATVs, it must be at least 5 to 6 inches thick. And for supporting a small car or a small truck, the ice needs to be 8 to 12 inches thick, and for a medium-sized truck, at least 12 to 15 inches of ice is needed. And the need for blood donations is always critical, especially this time of the year, and because of that, St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon, they'll be hosting a blood collection drive from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, January the 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome, appointments are recommended and can be done by going to their website, www.redcrossblood.org. And at 9 a.m. Tuesday, Millington Village President Andrew Selleck is scheduled to appear in Tuscola County Circuit Courtroom for sentencing. Selleck was arrested in January in the village for driving while drunk, driving without a license, and without a registration or proof of insurance during the traffic stop. It is his third drunk driving conviction. Since his arrest, there have been calls by some of the village council and some residents for him to resign, but he hasn't done so. The council cannot take any action against Selleck themselves. The only way his position as village president can end is for him to resign or by recall of the people in the village voting to do that. And we will return right after this.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we have one obituary today. Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83 of Seaboing, passed away December 13th, Saturday, at Bayview Gardens in Seaboing. Leroy was born January 19th, 1942 in Bad Axe, and he went on to marry Arlene Ruth Nimitz on February 5th, 1966. Leroy was a Navy veteran and proudly served from 1960 to 1964. He is survived by his children, Leanne, Eric, and Angela, and his grandchildren. Visitation will be on Thursday, December 18th at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be Friday, December 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until time of service. Cremation has taken place, and he'll be laid to rest at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Seaboyne, and a special thank you goes out to the Bayview Gardens and Heartland Hospice, including special angels Joyce and Stacy, his nurse practitioner from the VA hospital in Saginaw, Emily Spiker, and his home care nurse, Rocky. You can share your memories with him at jmfuneralhome.com.
McLaren Thumb Region proudly welcomes Dr. Cheryl Parks to our skilled and trusted women's health team.
My name is Dr. Cheryl Parks, and I'm an obstetrician-gynecologist at McLaren Thumb Region. Obstetrician-gynecologists can help with primary care as well as specialties related to women. I enjoy helping people learn about themselves and their health. I believe that you should be in a partnership with your physician, and I think that makes a big difference when deciding what plan of care you'd like to initiate.
Are you having a baby or just simply need an OBGYN? From routine care to delivery, our dedicated professionals are here for you every step of the way. Call us at 989-269-3923 to schedule an appointment with Dr. Parks at our clinic in Bad Axe. Trust the professionals with your women's health needs.
My name is Dr. Cheryl Parks, and I'd love to provide care for you.
McLaren, your care, our commitment.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A U.S. military official says three more suspected drug trafficking boats were struck in the Eastern Pacific, reporting eight people killed in latest operation in a broader maritime campaign targeting vessels believed to be moving narcotics towards North America. And Ukrainian leaders have signaled they're stepping back from a formal bid to join NATO, while seeking alternative security commitments from Western countries that they say are essential if any negotiated settlement with Russia is to be sustainable. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Every Christmas has its sparkle, the glow of lights, the laughter of family, and the joy of giving something truly unforgettable. This is Kent McKenzie at McKenzie Jewelers. We believe the best gifts come from the heart and shine from within a little box. From shimmering diamond earrings and timeless gold bracelets to stunning engagement rings that say forever, we'll find the perfect piece to make this Christmas one she'll never forget. We're here to help you create moments that will last a lifetime. Let our family help you find the perfect gift for yours. Visit McKinsey Jewelers at the north side of Bad Axe, because when love shines brightest, it shines from McKinsey Jewelers.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKinsey Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKinsey Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a blessed holiday season.